It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
21 of the last 22 times they scored. Here's Sims to throw in third down. Up the middle, touchdown, Bavaro. Mark Bavaro goes to one knee. Genuflex in prayer as a 13-yard throw over the middle answers the prayer for the Giants fans.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
You're now rocking with the best. Hopefully you're awake and stayed up for it. 2 hours, KM to 2 a.m. Keith McPherson on The Fan, you heard? All right. A historic night. Jaden Daniels has arrived. I mean, could you imagine if the Bears took Jaden Daniels, the Heisman Trophy winner? Brian Daboll wanted him. They asked Brian Daboll, would you trade up for him? He said, yup. Yeah. I've seen enough. I think we all have seen enough now. He can run the ball. He's starting to get his confidence throwing the ball. A stupid stat. He had more touchdown passes than incompletions. 21 of 23. An NFL rookie record, 91.3%. It's laughable because as I'm watching that game, I'm in here. Shout out to Los Carlos, who's producing for Infinity Sports Network. I'm in the car downstairs when Terry McLaurin catches that over-the-shoulder ball, which you could just, even the way they described it, if you guys were listening, you know, he was under pressure, he took a hit, but he placed that ball perfectly in there, touchdown. That touchdown blew my fantasy football score. It put me down by three. So I look at the play on the phone, I get out of the car, I come upstairs, I'm like, man, I'm cooked. I'm down 150 to 147. And then I get up here, and then Carlos is like, who just scored? Is that Chase Brown? And I'm like, is it Chase Brown or is it Zach Moss? He goes, it was Zach Moss. I said, let's go. The Zach Moss touchdown brought me back. I won 156 to 150. You can't predict the fantasy stuff. There's so many players hurt. I mean, players that balled out, like it's week to week. And Juwan Jennings had three touchdowns. Brandon Ayuk, they're burning his jersey. I mean, the NFL is insane. 888-808-1019. Let's start taking these calls. The Bills absolutely smoked the Jaguars, where you can't tell me that the Buffalo Bills aren't feeling like, okay, yeah, out of all the years, this might be the year. And the Jaguars are thinking like, wait, didn't Shad Khan say this is the best team that they've put together in all of his years? Back to the drawing board, Doug Peterson. Steve is in Clifton first up on The Fan. What's up, Steve?
Buddy. Hey, bro, I appreciate diehard Bills fan in the Tri-State area. Shout out to Gabe Davis. Hey, man, Josh Allen gets these mid-wide receivers paid big money. That's just what great, quarterback, best quarterback work on the planet does. Any Jets fans, listen to this. Listen, did you forget that the Buffalo Bills won this division 4 straight years? Did you forget that they were in this division? I mean, you know, I hope tonight reminded you that in 3 weeks, we're going to come to Jet Life Stadium and smoke you. I mean, this is the most complete offense. If you watch this game, right, and you watch last week's game, this Josh Allen threw for under 200 yards last week. Tonight he did his thing. You know, he was
whatever's all, there. Any way you want it, they can give it to you. Pause.
Exactly.
I mean, they can run the ball with him. They can run the ball with James Cook. They try to get Ray Davis going. They got him in the end zone throwing it. Who are you guarding? Last week Keon Coleman did nothing. This week, of course they put him in the game plan. He scored.
First touchdown as a rookie. And, you know, I have a post online at Bill's message board. You know, it's got like, it kind of blew up. You know, I said back in June, this is the best, quietly, the best wide receiver core we had because it's so deep. You know, Curtis Samuel hasn't even arrived yet. But anyway, like you said, Ray Davis. Yeah, anyway, it's just Brady and Allen, Brady being the OC and Allen, I mean, QB1. League-wide, are in such command of this offense. It's just...
With Ken Dorsey getting fired last year mid-season, and they were taking a nosedive, we know what Joe Brady is from LSU, with the Panthers for a little while. Now he's in the right spot.
He was, yeah.
They've had a whole offseason to work, and they haven't had to worry about Stephon Diggs and him wanting the ball. They got guys like Khalil Shakir. They have guys like Mac Hollins.
Yes, and these guys are willing to do the dirty work.
Dalton Kincaid, no more so Dawson Knox being that guy. Dalton Kincaid is that guy. Steve, you're the man. I'm sure you're popping on the Bills Mafia Facebook page. You probably got 1,000 likes off that post for sure. 888-808-1019. Danny and Yonkers next up on the Fan. Go, Danny, go.
Man, I was going to call up and give the Bills some props. But that last caller got, you know what? They're going to come into MetLife.
I say JetLife. Like, oh.
They're going to come into JetLife, and Aaron Rodgers is going to show everybody why he's still the best quarterback in the league.
If the Bills have problems with the team for no reason, it's the Jets.
Exactly.
If there's one team that
I was planning on saying, man, Josh Allen looks the best he's ever. I was going to say nice things about the Bills, but nah. We're going to smoke them.
3-0 feeling, man. I don't know what that's like. That 3-0 feeling, people start pounding their chest saying, yeah, it's our year. Football is crazy. You go 3-0, you go 3-3 real fast, too.
I don't know what that feels like, but I'm hyped. I'm high off the 2-1 feeling.
The Jets are legit, and don't let anybody tell you they're not legit. They're, you know... They have Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. Their defense is rounding into form because they have different guys this year than they've had, but they still have elite guys. No one knows anything. I'm very interested in seeing what they look like with a little bit of rest here, having 3 days off, playing Thursday night football, and then welcoming in the Broncos and Bo Nix. I don't think Bo Nix is going to have a game against this defense. I think it's going to be a little harder for him to find success.
No chance. And, Keith, I wanted to ask you one question a little off topic. I'm so hyped about my Mets and the Jets right now, I kind of forgot that the Knicks don't have a center. What do you think? I'm thinking, you know, in this era of positionless basketball, I'm thinking that we should be just fine, you know, with a starting five of Randall, Hart, Bridges, OG, and Brunson. But do you think they're, like, being undersized in today's game is going to hurt them, or do you think that Randall will be – you know, good enough. He's a good enough 3-point shooter to keep the other team's centers out by the 3-point line. I think it might actually help us.
Do you want to be just fine, or you want to dominate? You want to be the 2 seed, or you want to be the 6 seed? Like, the way I feel about it is like they have time. They're probably going to trade for somebody. They have time to do that. But being undersized is a weakness. And when you look at the teams in the East, they're going to attack that weakness. Like there are teams in the East. That specifically, the Boston Celtics. When I saw the Boston Celtics as a team, I'm like, these guys are huge. Whoa. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, just every position, these guys have length. Hey, yo, you don't understand what I'm saying. Giannis is coming back. Like, I just keep telling people, like, Giannis is coming back for revenge this year. Running dunk man is going to go right through the paint and put the ball in the hoop. The Pacers.
You know, he struggles with Randall. Randall and it always gives Giannis the business. People forget he might only be 6'8", but he's like, to me, Randall is what everybody wanted Zion to be. All this
what
like,
about Embiid? What about a healthy Embiid? What if you're facing a healthy Embiid with no center? Embiid obviously
OG. OG can guard him.
Okay, Danny. Thanks for the call. I'm just saying, yo, I Heart said I'm going to go play for a top team in the West. Get the full bag. You knew, speaking of Embiid, you knew that Mitchell Robinson was compromised. He was compromised last year, came back. Embiid did that dirty stuff that nobody really cared about. Well, I mean, Knicks fans cared about it, but the NBA did not care. They didn't see it. They missed that.
And now that affects you this year. Precious Achiuwa, I'm telling you guys, the expectation for the Knicks are going to be so high. Coming off a 2 seed last year, and the way that the season ended in injuries, there's a lot of folks saying, oh, we were hurt. Yeah, but like that's part of the game. A lot of the best teams were hurt, right? A lot of teams didn't get there, didn't finish, didn't get to the finish line because they had one or two or three players hurt. So going into this year and not having Ihart, who was definitely a big part of that run, not having Mitch, who was definitely a big part of defending and, you know, when he was there, Jericho Sims, Julius Randle, Precious Achiuwa, Josh Hart are your internal options. I don't know. They're going to pick somebody up. They're going to trade somebody. But this is a conversation for New York Sports Talk Radio as we get close to the most wonderful time. I can't wait for basketball to start. But let's talk to Josh and Passaic about those Mets. Josh, are you scared? Or are you feeling good? How you feeling, kid?
It's a mix of a lot of things, Keith. Every few minutes, something else. You know, I look at ESPN, I see all of the expert writers saying how they're picking the Mets, so, you know, starts putting confidence in me. But then I just think that this is like the perfect buildup for them to blow. And then I think, but Grimace and how the season turned to the perfect time for not to happen. So I'm just going all in between, Keith. That's where I'm at.
I don't know. I just think that these guys are on a mission. If the news of Lindor being hurt didn't stop them, you know, what, Lindor got hurt in Philly that Saturday. Like, I just think they're on a mission. I think they're on a war path. They're going to get this done. It's a team. It's a manager. It's a front office. They're all in lockstep. I've been saying that all year, that these guys are connected. I don't think the Braves are as mighty as they once were. I see the Mets going in there, taking 2 out of 3, maybe sweeping them.
But game one is a must, Keith, because you got Chris Sale game two. And the
so
way
what? He can get rocked, too. So Chris Sale can get rocked, too. I know in theory,
he doesn't look like that at all.
Severino and Manaea, you think, give you your best chance. But Chris Sale can get rocked, too.
Yeah, I would hope so. Also, though, that Braves offense, if you look at that roster, it's way different than it was a few years ago. Like, look at this bottomless order. You know, you're guessing who these names are. Okay, also
Gio Urshela. You don't know Gio DeGaulle? You don't remember him from the Yanks?
I remember one of the other guys. I'm not sure on the bottom of the lineup, but the names are like vague. You know, other guys. Arcia's not doing great this year. Soler, a little older now. Matt Olson, though,
Sean Murphy. You remember when they got Sean Murphy? I was like, steal! What a steal!
He was great that first year. In the singer too. Now he's fine. But okay, before I get to football, I don't know what the last caller was saying, and Anobi guarding Embiid. I mean, as great as defender as he is, there's a little bit of a height difference, don't you think?
Of course. Nobody is stopping Embiid. And, like, if he was healthy last year, it might have been a little different of a series. I don't know, man. I'm just saying, as much as we applauded the trade for Mikal Bridges, as much as we applauded the signing of OG Anunoby, and many folks said, best team we've ever had. This is it. This is the squad that's going to get us a chip. There's a chink in the armor, and it's a blatant one. It's not a small, you know, it's a blatant weakness at the five, a starting five, like a starting center in this NBA, where I don't know. I think other teams are going to try and attack you there, and of course you'll have a plan for it. Of course, this isn't surprising them. Like I said, when you go back to Embiid doing this, they've known for months that Mitchell Robinson wasn't going to be ready. So I'm sure they have a plan in place. But this is supposed to be an all-in year. This pressure is going to be different for the Knicks, man. It's going to be, hey, we expect y'all to go undefeated. We expect y'all to, you know, win the chip. And those 82 games, the math in the beginning, it factors into the end where you're seated. And if, you know, there's some games in the beginning where you don't have that figured out, who knows? Maybe Brunson can just drop 40. Maybe Mikal Bridges is good for another 25. Maybe Randle as well. I don't know. There's only one basketball. This is going to be fun.
Right, and Keith, on to the NFL. Sometimes I just feel like I'm seeing the same old, the Chiefs. that they always start like this. They win a few games and they get a drop cold and it's crazy. They always pull out these one possession games somehow, some way, whether the penalty flies out for pass interference versus Rasheed Rice or a penalty's not called for Kyle Pitts in the end. Somehow they always pull it out. And then what in the world happens with the Raiders? With the Raiders and Andy Dalton with Adam Thielen, like turn back the clock on Adam Thielen. Like he hadn't been there like the first two games. You're like, you're wondering what. Like he's great last evening at the end, and he kind of, you know, like disappeared a drop. And then in Deontay Johnson also, like one of the best games of, or could be the best game of his career. And then that Raiders running, the running group there stinks.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Josh. I don't know how much Taylor Swift is paying the NFL to win all these games with the refs for Patrick Mahomes, and now Travis Kelce is buns. Did you draft him in fantasy? Why would you do that? Why would you draft Travis Kelce? I knew the Swifties was going to be too much for that man. He's got to hang it up. He's got to retire. But yeah, just I told you guys 2 years ago, stop betting against the Chiefs. Stop counting them out. Stop thinking they're not only do they have Mahomes and Andy Reid and Spags, they have the shield. They have the referees. They have just the gift of like flags being held in their pockets and whistles not being blown and they're going to come out on top. Of course, they're 3-0. They're looking to three-peat. And just for the story of Patrick Mahomes doing that and they're not being a three-peat, and I'm sure, watch, Kelce sucks now, but they'll find a way to get him going because they need more reason to cut to Taylor Swift. And with the Raiders, I feel bad for Raiders fans. Shout out to my Uncle Jay if Uncle Jay is listening, bro. The Raiders, bro, I'm sorry, yo. I am sorry. The Raiders fans got all high off of beating Lamar Jackson and the Ravens in Baltimore. And then they come out and lose to Andy Dalton and the Panthers. And they did not just lose. I saw Luke Kuechly was talking about it. Luke Kuechly is a student of the game. He watches film and he said they didn't just beat them. They scored on 7 out of 11 of their drives and made it look easy. Yeah. Yeah, I had the thought in the 1 o'clock games. I think I tweeted and retracted that tweet. I was like, man, don't let these 1 o'clock games convince you to put a dollar on the Panthers. They suck. They should have put $1,000 on the Panthers money line. 888-808-1019. The NFL is unpredictable right now. It is crazy right now. Anything can go. I bet you this upcoming week is going to go chalk, though. Because everybody's going to try and play the upsets and put money on the upsets, and it's just going to go chalk. So with that being said, the Dallas Cowboys open up a 4.5-point favorite coming to East Rutherford, where they don't really lose. I think I've been to 4 or 5 of those games over the last 10 years. I've never seen a loss. I've never really even seen a game that was that competitive. 888-808-1019. Enjoy the win. That's another reason why I'm listening to some fans talking about Daniel Jones and some of these other things today on The Fan. I'm like, it's Victory Monday. You might only get like 4 or 5 more of these. Enjoy it. Don't sour it. Picking apart the team and saying how they could have almost, or they didn't almost lose. They won. They won. And it's a short week. It's already Tuesday. Good morning. Good morning. Before you know it, it's Thursday and it's week 4. 888-808-1019. Joe is out in Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas on The Fan in New York.
Keith, how you doing?
Good, man. Good to be back.
I'm ready for basketball.
Same. I mean, just because I just need, like, you know, mix it in with everything else. Camp is opening up.
100%. And honestly, like I've been listening to the Roommates podcast. And I saw them on Seth Meyers, Brunson, and Hart. No, I'm just getting so excited. So let me ask you a question. In your opinion, and you may have voiced this, but maybe I didn't hear it. Do you think the Knicks should try to make a package to get a center, like right now, with Robinson being out and we lost Hartenstein? So our center position is weak. What in your opinion, if you were the GM, what would you do?
Yeah, I would want somebody in camp, but I also would take a look in camp, right? Get the guys together, start playing, and see what they look like. It's gonna fall on your coach, you know. Tom's not going to just, you know, he's not going to just throw anything together. He's going to need a five that he likes, and he'll alert the front office to be like, hey, we got to get somebody now. This isn't going to work. We're not going to be able to sneak into the season without an actual big, without a rim protector, without a guy there, you know. So I think they might be trying to work a deal right now, but I think they may open up camp and try and assess. And, you know, same thing happens around the league.
Yeah.
And in every league, you know, you report, you go to training camp, and people start to see who is who and what is what, and trades happen, cuts happen, and guys are in different places.
You know what's crazy? They have Ariel Huffporty, who they drafted last year. And I think I told you when I was calling in during the summer league, him and Kolek were playing so good together. He looks like he could be like a dominant force on the inside. Like, this guy is like a bull,
Yeah, I know, but it's the NBA. Guys always look like they can be something, and then when they get on the floor in the NBA, like, people don't realize how hard it is to play NBA-level basketball with the best of the best. These guys are the best in the world. Like, a guy that might look like he's good in the G League, like, can get to the actual NBA, and he can't score a bucket.
No, I got that because Dwayne Washington was on the Knicks in the summer league, and he was shooting. He was scoring 25 a game, but you could tell like there was no chance he would do anything in the NBA. He was just like a chucker. He was just shooting. So, no, I get what you're saying. Maybe I think I have more of a sense like in my own mind. Not that I think I'm a scout, but you know what I'm saying.
Sure, you might have an inkling. You might have a thought, and none of us know until they actually roll it out, and we'll find out right now. Thanks for the call. I'm like, yo, what is going on the screen? Von Miller and DeMar Hamlin, what were they, in the shower? And then they pulled them out to do the post game? Why are both of them shirtless? You seeing this, Rami? I'm like, what's going on?
Now I'm watching Arizona and the Giants. The Giants just beat the Diamondbacks. That's good for the Mets.
Okay, I'm watching SVP. Shout out to Scott Van Pelt, one of the best to ever do SportsCenter. Honestly, SportsCenter is not what it used to be, but I'm glad they've kept him. They fired pretty much everybody else, or all the other people have either moved on, you know, or retired. Scott Van Pelt is goated. He's doing his talk now about the Bills game. 47-10, the Bills absolutely waxed the Jaguars. DeMar Hamlin with his first career interception. Crazy how he went from being like a fringe player to last year being a special teams player, and I think that was a precaution. Like, they wanted to say, hey, can't have you out there. And now he's like, he's a starter. He's making plays. He's involved in a lot of the plays for the defense. And everybody knows who he is. It's crazy how football works. Crazy how God works. God works in his own ways. Like, this guy was not really known until the tragic, almost very tragic incident. And fast forward a year later, he's a household name. And it's not because of his play, but now his play is starting to catch up with this fame that, you know, came from the hit on T. Higgins, and then the universe never unconnects again. That was on Monday night against the Cincinnati Bengals in Cincinnati. And then tonight we watched DeMar Hamlin in Buffalo get his first career interception right as the game in Cincinnati is kicking off Monday night doubleheader. I don't know. Just some things I had in my head watching those games. 888-808-1019. Still talking Jets. These Bills fans, they're feeling like it's their year. They have won the division all these years, but again, I got to go back to like, yo, you guys lost to Zach Wilson last year. Like, there is a chance that Josh Allen comes in and throws the ball to the defense. We've seen him do that a bunch. In Newark, Mark, you're on the Fan. You got it.
Hey, what's going on? I got two things, Keith. One on my beloved Mets and one on my beloved Jets. On my Jets, I just got that caller. Now, here's what I took from him, man. He was, like, talking about all the accolades about how great Josh Allen was and how he's doing good without Diggs and how they just mollywopping and there was the playoffs and this, that, and the third. And the very next thing out of his mouth was, and this is a message to the Jets fans. so to me, that sounded like a guy who he was looking for your help, Keith. He wanted you to say,
the first thing I said was, don't make any proclamations off of beating the Jaguars. The Jets are not the Jaguars, bro. Like, in this NFL, nobody knows anything. Be careful what you say on this microphone.
He sounded like he wanted your help real bad.
I wasn't about to jump into that.
That's what made me laugh. So I'll leave that alone because I ain't going to do nothing but chuckle about that for a little while. On my Mets, now, I'm not afraid of the Braves at all. I'm not that dude. But I do know them all the way back to, Shea Stadium and Larry. We used to love doing that. Mm-hmm. For Chipper Jones, but they don't have Chipper Jones. But anyway,
right.
The Braves are free swingers, and I'm sure Mindy knows that. That's what the Braves are. That every guy comes up swinging for the gate. They lack in fundamental baseball. Now, do they have power? Sure. Can they hit runs with the best of them? Absolutely. But they swing a lot, a lot. And that's going to fall in. That's, I think, the advantage we're going to have. However it goes, man, I can't wait. I love playing those guys. So let's go Mets. I want it all. I don't sell myself short. I'm not that dude where, well, you know, I'll be really, you know, okay if we have September baseball and I want it all. What's the point of playing if you don't want it all?
Yeah.
I want it all.
Why can't it be the year? Why do you go through all of this just to get this far and be like, well, maybe. No. You want to sweep them. You want to pop champagne and you want to ride that momentum into October.
I want it all, just like with the Jets, right? They're like, well, the Jets, they just have, you know, they think they win the game, they're in the Super Bowl. Guess what I want to do? I want to win the Super Bowl. That's what I want
to
do.
We play to win the game. Hello? Thanks for the call, Mark. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not with none of that loser S. I'm not with none of the loser mentality stuff. Going in timid. I don't play sports anymore. I don't get to play anymore. I wasted my little bit of athleticism. Now I'm just super fan. I don't get to take any at-bats. I don't get to take any snaps. I root for the teams that I root for, and I just hope week. Hope that they get it done so that I can feel a little bit of the joy that they feel. So I could wear just a little bit of it, even though I did none of it. 888-808-1019. And we're right here in New York, where you have a Yankees team that could definitely get to the World Series. No team in the American League should scare any Yankees fan. And yes, I have been on record saying I don't want to see Houston. But the way that the bracket is lining up, they may be on the other side where if we meet them in the ALCS, bring it on. We've done the dance with them multiple times. You want to beat the best? You want to be the best? Beat the best. Like if they're the team that's always in the ALCS, you're like the Rangers had to do it. And for the Mets, same thing. Exercise your demons. Don't let them big bro you anymore. Don't go down there and fold in Atlanta and then have the few Mets fans that still are waiting for the other shoe to drop to be like, see, told you they set us up. No, there is no tomorrow. It's about right now. We've got the Yankees and the Mets. Literally today, the Yankees could clinch the American League East. Get it done. And the Mets take 2 out of 3 from the Braves. As a Met fan, you could be staying up like us Yankees fans stayed up last week till 2 a.m, watching them celebrate in Seattle. How sweet will it be for Mets fans to watch them pop champagne in that brand new ballpark, visiting clubhouse, celebrating, clinching the spot? The Braves won't be. You're going to take the spot from them. So, man, that's what we do this for as fans. We watch to win. You play the game to win. And you know what? The Jets are 2-1. And there's only a handful of teams 2-1, only a handful of teams 3-0. There's a lot of teams with worse than 2-1 records. And for the Giants fans, enjoy the win. And don't think that you can't beat the Dallas Cowboys. I'll be the mouthpiece for what's going on in Dallas. I think I'm going to send Rami some clips. One of them is Mike McCarthy lashing out at reporters for no reason. They are already scrambling. I tried to tell y'all in the offseason that Jerry Jones did none of this right. But then he boasts and says, I'm the one that can get this S done. No one can do it better than me, Jerry. You cost yourself money and you cost yourself time. Oh, there's a reason why CeeDee Lamb is fumbling the ball. Him and Dak Prescott aren't on the same page as they were last year. Maybe because he wasn't practicing for a month with the team. And I'm not mad at Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott had 41 fantasy points. He went out there and did his thing, but the defense can't stop the run. So easy. So Devin Singletary, get ready to run the bus. If I'm Brian Daboll, I am like, okay, fellas. Now let's scheme this up. How do we run the ball in our building on a Thursday night all over these Dallas Cowboys defensively? How do we shut down CeeDee Lamb? You don't got to worry about shutting down their run game. Rico Dowdle, Ezekiel Elliott, Deuce Vaughn, please. And they can activate Dalvin Cook. We'll get into it. 888-808-1019. I'm going to send some clips, some different things, some audio for Rami. I'm going to take your calls. We're going to continue to pass the time talking football, talking baseball. It's the most wonderful time. Cam to 2 a.m. returns right after this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Start some trouble and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Yeah, man. Coming up next, I got to do a Casamigos big shot of the night. Shout out to Casamigos because I drink it and they paying me for it. And I'm wearing my Casamigos hoodie. And, you know, when I did the shows last week before the games, it's hard to do a big shot before the game. It'd be the night before. But I already know who's going to be my Casamigos big shot of the night. It's definitely not going to be Joey B. I mean, what's going on with the blonde hair and the pink shirt? My wife even said something to me. She's like, what's up with Joe Burrow? One of my fantasy teams, I have Joe Burrow. Her fantasy team, she has Joe Burrow. We thought that this was going to be a return of Joey B. In my rap, I said, in the return of Joey B, you can't go 0-3. You can't. But they did. And what I said to my wife about the dyeing of the hair and the different clothes, and he even was like at Fashion Week with his back out over the... Boy, yo. Pause. I'm like, listen... When you got to do those type of things to get attention outside of what you're known for, there's a problem. Like, you should be able to just command everyone's attention with your play on the field. You were the highest paid quarterback in the NFL before Jerry Jones decided an hour before the game, let's pay Dak Prescott. Let's go to Queens and talk to Charlie. Charlie, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thanks for calling.
It's been more than a minute, probably an hour. That first called you, when you first started, swear to God, when I called you, he was you're a little green at the time, and you didn't have me on hold or mute. You were talking about me on the back end. But anyway, long and short.
It's not easy being green. I don't recall. Don't take it personal.
Well, I'm a Jets fan.
Don't take it personal. Gary Green. Yeah, it's not easy being green. I don't recall.
Your wife is right.
I don't know you. I don't know majority of the callers until I meet you guys at the game or at Fanatics Fest or something. So, yeah, don't take it personal, man.
I'm not. When I went to the Yankees or Bleacher Bleachers, it was $3 to get in. You bring a whole cooler in.
Yeah, those were the days.
That's not good.
Now the section is priced like you're sitting field level because it's too overhyped. It's too popular.
Exactly.
Everybody's like, I'm a Bleacher Creature. I was talking to two different people last week. A young kid that goes to school up in Buffalo, and then another older woman and her daughter. Where you know, I was like, yeah, I'm with the gang. I'm with the Creatures. I'm one of the Bleacher Creatures, and they're like, oh, us too. And I'm like, nah, not like that. not like you've sat in the section and you join in. Like I'm talking about like the actual. Never mind. And what do you got, Charlie?
Yeah, well, I was going to talk about Joe Burrow, but more importantly, this guy Jaden Daniels looks phenomenal. I mean, this guy's killing it.
Three games in. Yeah, he's ready. You know, I love that they showed his dad. If you watch his Heisman speech, he talked about his dad coaching him up young. His dad wanted to be a corner, wanted him to be a DB. And I'm like, man, I think that helped his game. You know, there's a video floating around of him transferring out of Arizona State to LSU and the guys in Arizona State, you know, taking stuff out of his locker saying, he sucks anyway, throw all that stuff out. And it's like, no, you guys suck. Arizona State is trash. Like, he left and went to LSU, won the Heisman. This guy is NFL ready. He's got a little Lamar Jackson in his game, but I think he's now starting to come along as a passer. He had his first NFL touchdown, a thick six, a big guy tackle eligible touchdown pass, and that ball that he dropped in there to Terry McLaurin, that is a pro go ball. That is a pro over the shoulder, drop it in the bucket fade. I mean, he is, I know it's only three games in, but he's athletic enough. And he's looking the part, and I know Commanders fans are super excited about their future because they got a guy like that.
Yeah, no, for real. That's no joke. And, you know, putting aside, like, the other things, I know you play ball, I play ball in college, both of us. Let me ask you a question. When we talk about the sticky stuff, did you spit on your fingers when you had the,
to grip the football?
Keep a grip? To grip?
Nah, we played with those GSTs. They're tackified. Maybe a little bit in the cold, but nah. When I was playing, we played with the Wilson GST ball. It was tackified. I used to love breaking those out of the plastic and breaking them in, rubbing them up, getting them nice. But nah, yeah, I never had to, you know, hawk to it to get a good grip.
Right, because otherwise it's a giveaway. It's like, all right, we know he's going to pass now.
Right, but, yeah. Defense can definitely look at just little things like that you're about to try and throw the ball.
And Joe Burrow and his hair, I don't know what's up with that. But he had a bad game. He needs a running game.
He needs a defense. And I don't mean to act like he didn't ball tonight. He had three touchdowns and over 300 yards. But they're 0-3, and this is supposed to be his return season where it was like people looked at for how many years, I mean, off of one Super Bowl appearance, people have been talking about the last 2-3 years, Joe Burrow is up there with Patrick Mahomes. No, he's not. People have been looking at the Bengals as a contender. They're 0-3.
I know.
They have some problems on that defense.
It's still early.
It's still early, but it's getting late. If you start 0-3, thanks for the call, Charlie. And my bad if I was sneak dissing early. I didn't, you know, my bad if you called in, I roasted you, you were on hold. I said something, maybe I didn't mean. This stuff can get contentious, but we're all grown men here, except for the kids that are listening and the kids that call. Shout out to you young guys. But yeah, it gets late. I don't know. And in the early times of me being on the radio, I don't remember any of that. I was blacked out during that, so I was sober, but I just black it all out in my head now. I don't even think about that. I used to be terrible. I used to go home and listen to the podcast of the show after. I was that critical of myself. I used to have meetings with Spike every Friday and like go over like what I thought was bad and like send clips to Spike. I don't do any of that anymore. I'm just past that at this point. Like hang them and bang them. The number to dial, 888-808-1019. We're talking sports here. I mean, I came in talking about it's the most wonderful time. I'm a sports fan. I like to talk sports with anybody and everybody. I like to go to games. I don't watch Netflix. I can't tell you what the trending, streaming, true crime doc is. I'm not like that. Like, when my wife turns on the TV, it's SportsCenter. It's ESPN, ESPN2, MLB Network, NFL Network, NHL Network, NBA TV. If it's on YouTube, I'm probably YouTubing Mets highlights, Yankees highlights, condensed games, you know. Like, let me see what happened in this Steelers game. The Steelers are 3-0. Let me see what happened. Justin Herbert is hurt. Let me go back and watch those. So what I'm saying is that's what I'm into. And this time of the year when we head into the sports equinox, it's amazing because here comes hockey. Here comes the NBA. And we're about to get the best baseball that we get all year. And then this NFL stuff is out of control. Nobody knows what's going to happen. That's what anybody that calls in talking about, we're going to do this. You don't know that. There are season-ending injuries happening.
Don't you also watch Dragon Ball Z?
Well, I used to watch Dragon Ball Z a lot more. I was trying to find it the other day, and, like, you got to download some stupid app to get it. Like, I forget what it was on. Like, Crunchyroll? I'm like, all right, I got to... And I used to watch the original DBZ. Like, my brother used to go to a comic book store here in the city and get the VHSs that came over straight from Japan and then had the American subtitles under them. So I'm like 11, 12, and I'm watching every saga from, like, I don't know. I seen Raditz years before you guys seen Raditz. And I was always a Vegeta guy. You know what I'm saying? I mean... Nobody cares about DBZ. But, like, I don't have as much time anymore. You're probably referencing my Instagram post. Nah, so my son is, like, he watches Elmo and Sesame Street OD. And, like, it's good and it's bad because, like, to get him to sit still, I put Elmo on. To get him to relax, I put Elmo on. To get him to, like, chill and stop, you know, like throwing stuff or bouncing off the walls, I'm like, yo, let's put this Elmo on. Happy, happy, dance, dance. Happy, happy, dance, dance. When we learn something new, we do our happy dance, dance. Let's see your happy dance. Like, that's one of Elmo's songs. But it's starting to, like, get too redundant where I'm like, all right, I need a break from this, especially off the weekend. So I cut on some DBZ for him today, and he was looking at Gohan and Goku and Chi-Chi, and I was trying to teach him some of it, and he was picking it up. All right, let me pick the phone up. 888-808-1019. Jacob in Elizabeth is on the Fan.
Yeah, how you doing, Keith?
You know, hanging out, doing the job.
I'm going to give you a suggestion. Don't blow it right away. Yankee should not sign Juan Soto this season, even though he is one of the top players in the league. What do you think about this? Trading Brent Rooker for Spencer Jones, signing Willie Adames, signing Max Fried and Emmanuel Cossé for all the money he has for Juan Soto.
Wait, why is this what you're on right now? Why are you thinking about the offseason? Why are you thinking about parting ways with Juan Soto right now? What if Juan Soto's... Nah. Brent Rooker? Willie Adames?
You know his numbers this season?
I know his numbers. What does it matter? Why are we thinking about Brent Rooker on a team right now where you have Jason Dominguez, you have Aaron Judge, and Juan Soto? You're saying in the event that Juan Soto doesn't re-sign, you don't want to pay him all that money. I do, because I like the way that him and Judge played together this year. I think I want to see
more
of that.
For the same amount of money.
No, in theory, you could get a lot more. Who knows if Brent Rooker can play here? This isn't Oakland. And Willie Adames isn't welcome here. Remember how annoying Willie Adames was with the Tampa Bay Rays? Also, that means you're ready to kick Volpe to the curb?
Have him play third and put Jazz at second.
Have Volpe play third? Put Jazz at second? I don't know. That's too many moving parts. And that's like, I don't know. I don't even let my mind get that far down the road. I'm trying to win a game tonight. I'm trying to clinch tonight and then worry about that later. I'm not there, Jacob. Thanks for the call. I don't know why we're talking about not paying Juan Soto, getting Brent Rooker, Willie Adames, and whoever he said after that. Just try to slow down your mind. Try to focus on the task at hand. This next task is to defeat the Baltimore Orioles. This next task is to win one game and you are the champions of the American League East. With these guys, you have plenty of guys. I don't need Brent Rooker. Don't need him. Don't need him ever in pinstripes. Don't need Willy Adames ever. I'm not making trades in my mind right now. I'm not on the trade machine right now. With this squad that the Yankees have, they have enough to win the World Series. It's been 15 years. Let's go to Jay in Woodmere. Maybe he's on something else. What's up, Jay?
Yeah, hey, Keith. I want to say, all those people out there who are saying, you know, start Tommy DeVito this year, start Tommy DeVito. Daniel Jones, he hasn't been a good quarterback. He's been decent. Malik Nabers is an amazing wide receiver. He actually made the Giants do.
And who do you think has thrown all of the passes, for the most part, to Malik Nabers from the time he stepped on the practice field to now? That rapport is with Daniel Jones.
Yeah, he's, like my brother was saying all the time, start Tommy DeVito. Tommy DeVito was a third stringer who happened to get lucky a few games.
He wasn't even active because he's not really like that. Like, I don't know. I don't want to disparage the guy. I don't want to talk down on the guy. He had a hell of a run last year. He won you some games. But, like, we cannot be on the, like, you know, the reason, part of the reason that Drew Locke even exists, I think, is because Daboll is like, no, we can't have the fans clamoring for the local kid when he's not really like that. He doesn't give you a chance to win. And those games that they won last year where Daboll got, you know, some type of scheme and plan for him to be successful. That's not what you want. You want Daniel Jones, who you're paying all that money to throw the ball to Malik Nabers. He's giving you the best chance to get Malik Nabers going. It's not Tommy DeVito.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Jay. Speaking of Malik Nabers, Rami, check your email. See if you have this clip. And we don't even have to play, you know, too much of it. I went to YouTube to find it, but it just came into my head. As I watch Malik Nabers, who, like I said, plays on my fantasy team, I appreciate him. The body control, going up and catching the ball, getting the toes down, just like he mossed a guy. Like, this guy is a competitor. He's a dog. He's a freak athlete where you got to feed him. In one-on-one situations, you got to go to him. The game plan's got to be go to him until they take him away and then get Wandale going, get Bellinger going, get... I don't know about Theo Johnson. He's a rookie. But you know what I'm saying? Get some other guys going. Malik Nabers has all the confidence in himself. Leak. I like a guy like that. And he's backing it up. He's putting his money where his mouth is. Like, he's doing it on the field. And before he was even drafted, before he stepped on the field, he had a little interview. Let's play the clip so you can hear what Malik Nabers had to say, challenging a all-pro corner that he's going to see very soon.
Who is one DB that you can't wait to match up against?
Trayvon Diggs, who had a bunch of interceptions. Trayvon Diggs, who made the Pro Bowl. Trayvon Diggs, who got paid. Trayvon Diggs, brother of Stephon Diggs. Trayvon Diggs, who came out to say, oh, Cowboy Nation, that's on me. I got to make the play. What are these guys doing? Because we have social media now, like they're using social media to apologize. Like, Darius Slay did that. Oh, Philadelphia, I got to be better. I got to make the play. Just make the play, bro, and don't send us a tweet after. We know you got to be better. You get paid millions to do that, not tweet. But, yeah, so now Trayvon Diggs came out with something like, yo, I got to make that play. Strap up. Because this week, Malik Nabers already called you out. You responded saying the Giants have been getting belt for some years now. Not all of those years have you been out there. Kalen Carson, his nickname is the human seatbelt. You guys know who Kalen Carson is, right? He's a rookie corner for the Dallas Cowboys, who if I had to guess, they're going to do everything they can to get that one-on-one matchup, rookie versus rookie. And Carson had a decent first game. Derrick Henry stiff-armed him back to the third grade. I don't know, bro. I don't know. I don't know if he can check Malik Nabers coming up. I don't know. For a guy that is you know, referred to as the seatbelt, the walking seatbelt, the human seatbelt. I mean, he's coming out of Wake Forest. I don't know. I think it'll be a long day for him on a short week if he's got to cover Malik Nabers one-on-one, there you go. I'll probably have to go to the game and see that live. Richie is in Brooklyn. What's up, Richie? You got it.
Keith, my man. Y'all, I met you over at FanFest that day. You were absolute gentlemen. True to your word. You meet everyone. You talk to them. You're just a man. I love listening to you.
Thanks.
I just got to say, you said people, you're welcome, my man. You said nobody out here is liking Dragon Ball Z, but you're wrong on that. I told you that day. I'm a diehard Yankee and Dragon Ball Z fan. I got you. I'm the same as you, man.
Yeah, you
I didn't
did.
Go to the movies, to, you know, the stores and rent it, but I used to catch it on Toonami, you know, 5 o'clock on Tuesdays, run off from the schoolyard, watch it and go out and play ball again with my friends after.
Yeah, they watered it down on Toonami. They edited it too much once it got to Cartoon Network. There was more, like, it was more explicit in Japan. But I remember because you said to me, you said, one night I was on, and before I went to break, I said something like, find out next time on Dragon Ball Z. And you were like, I was sold after that.
That's it, man. I love it. I just love listening to you. You're so down to earth. You're so humble. True fan, true gentleman. Keep up the great work, man. I love listening to you. Thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, Richie. 888-808-1019. Yeah, I don't know. For a minute, I thought I was going to grow up and be Super Saiyan 3, maybe 4. Bruce is in Flushing. And Bruce, you were prophetic. When we last spoke, you talked about keep an eye on Clayton Beter because you thought he was going to be on his way up here. And not long after that, Jake Cousins, out of nowhere, has a pec strain. They send him down. They bring Beter up, and then they let Ron Marinaccio get DFA'd and end up on the Chicago White Sox. So,
yeah, I follow the minor leagues very closely, and I've been following him since he came back. And what do the Yankees need? Oh, a power pitcher. And this guy, his last time out, threw 98 miles an hour, and he supposedly has a nice slider. So why not bring him up to the Yankees?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes sense. Which leads me to my next point. Now, the Yankees can't be this stupid after the weekend to actually think to put Holmes on the roster. Can they?
Yeah. And you know what is even dumber? And like I have a quote card, I think, WFAN Social made, where I said, I expect him to be there, but to me, that's a waste of a roster spot. You know why? Because Boone is addicted to putting him in the game. So if he's on the roster, there's going to come a time in this near future where Boone's going to think, here's a spot for Clay. There is no spot for him.
Right. I totally agree. Even though your fellow WFAN host, Chris, thinks he should be on a roster, and we had a little discussion about that. But, you know, so there are other people besides Booney who think Helm should be on a roster, which boggles my mind.
No, I'm just not going to – thanks for the call, Bruce. I'm not going to give you a weapon to hurt me. I'm not going to give you the knife to poke in my back again. I can't do it, yo. I can't do the Clay Holmes stuff, bro. I just said this postseason is going to be devastating or amazing or both at the same time. If these jokers actually have the audacity to put Clay Holmes in, I told you there's already Clay rules. You heard of the Jabba rules. No, the Clay rules. And now there's more of them. In a one-run game where you have the lead? Hell no. Not even a 2-3-run game. You can't do it. There is no lane for him. There is no more building up confidence. We're done. And you know what? I go back to that Friday night against the Milwaukee Brewers where they threw Clay Holmes. He hadn't pitched in a couple days. They threw him for 10 pitches. And then they were so set on putting Michael Tonkin in the game, who arrived in Wisconsin at 2 a.m., they were so set in their plan, in their script, to pitch Michael Tonkin. Clay Holmes can't pitch more than 10 pitches. And what they told us was, oh, he's already appeared in 27 out of 30 games or whatever it was. We need him to be good for October. Here comes October. Did that decision help you get him right? Is he good for October now? So, yeah, whatever. If you want to waste a roster spot, because I feel like you have a lot of different options. Like, you have a lot of different guys. Now you got Stroman pitching out of the bullpen. Now, like, you're the I don't know. I don't know anything about baseball. 888-808-1019. When we come back, my Casamigos big shot of the night. Clay Holmes is going to be on the postseason roster. Bank on it, and he's going to pitch in a big spot in a tight game, in a tied game, in any game in October where you're not going to want to see him warming up. You're not going to want to see him out there. If you think you're going to be feeling some type of way, he's going to be feeling worse. So whatever. Casamigos big shot of the night coming up next. My last hour on the Fan. KM to 2 a.m. returns right after this.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.